Well, hello and Merry Christmas, and welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. It's your time to bring on the questions. I'm excited about the holiday season and want to wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, or however you wish to celebrate the holidays. Celebrate large with a lot of love, because love is all there is. So you can tell I'm in the holiday spirit and looking forward to answering some of your questions today. Let's see if anyone has time to get on and send some questions in this busy season. Oh, yes, we do. Here's one from SGL. I helped a neighbor who had stepped on something rusty and his foot was swollen and sore. It looked to be very infected. I immediately prepared a half a cup of clay with 3/4 cup of water, but added 2 teaspoons of activated charcoal in a quart bag and then massaged it well until most of the lumps were gone. I also had a bottle of activated charcoal capsules and told him to take 4 capsules every hour, just like it was medicine. And I also gave him 2 cups of clay so he could soak in it. He could soak it in a soak with a half a cup of the clay. I had some old T-shirt material to give him them to put the poultice on and put it on his foot and showed him how to wrap it. He slept with the wrap as well. So my point is not to brag on what I have done, but could not find any recipe online for combining clay and charcoal. Do you have any suggestions as to what was done for this situation? His wife said this morning his foot looked much better, still sore, which will take time. Okay, charcoal, it doesn't swell to the same capacity clay does, so if you're going to use it, just add it to the clay. If you add very much, add a little more water. It takes less water with charcoal. It doesn't expand like and swell like clay. I've mixed them together once. The charcoal is so black and messy, and I know clay does some of the same thing. Charcoal is just a stage of getting to the volcanic ash. You know, it's the stage before ash is the charcoal. So it hadn't quite reached where clay is in its capacity for doing things, but they're certainly kissing cousins and do a lot of the same thing. I see no harm in doing it this way if that's the way you want to do it. It just makes everything black, and I guess that's why I don't lose it, because I know the clay will do it as well. Yeah, I think you did well. The T-shirt is good if it doesn't dry out the absorb all the moistures and make the clay too hard, and the next morning you might dampen the T-shirt and wrap it around and then put some saran wrap over that so it doesn't absorb all the liquid and make the clay real hard. But I think you did a good job in all areas. Here's the thing about rusty nails. Tetanus is carried in rusty nails that have been, tetanus comes from manure. The tetanus virus thrives in manure. So if it was a rusty nail anywhere on the ground where you may have put fertilizer on your yard or something like that, I suggest you also get a tetanus shot, just to be on the safe side. Every time I stepped on the nail before I had clay, I got a tetanus shot. Just wanted to pass that on. You're a good neighbor and a wonderful friend, and it's good to experiment with clay and find out different things. Here's what I know about clay, and that probably is about charcoal too. When you mix it, it's better to shake it and not stir it, because you get lumps and it gets dry on the wet on the outside and dry in the middle, and it's very hard to get a wet capacity. But if you can put it in something with enough water and shake it good, it breaks up those lumps and it dissipates and the water absorbs the clay and then it can swell. So imagine the same thing goes for charcoal. Or do like me and put it in a blender. I like to put it in a blender. Of course, you usually need a little more in a blender. I usually don't mix anything less than like a half a cup of clay with 3 cups of water, or I use a half a cup of clay and 8 cups of water to make the liquid. So congratulations, you did good, and you're a good neighbor, and I know they appreciate you, and what a beautiful way to start the holiday season. Sarah Rose in Brooklyn. Is it okay to consume clay after a liver transplant? I know you mentioned that clay is not recommended to mix with essential oils, but you did recommend Spam Perspective products using clay and essential oils as well as living clay. Also sells some products with essential oils. Are there special instructions on mixing clay with essential oil? Also, is a ball jar with a metal lid fine? When in an upright position, it does not have to contact the cover, right? Okay, I wouldn't risk the ball jar with the metal lid. Put some paper or something under the lid because it's going to draw to it, and somehow it was going to eventually rust the lid. Essential oils. What I've learned with essential oils, mix your clay first and get it in a wet, the mass solution before you add your oils. When you add the oils to the dry clay, they just ball up. And then you have little hard balls in there, or you have to put on some rubber gloves and mash them out. That's what I do when I make my mix for my tooth powder. I add peppermint oil, but it always balls up, so I put on a rubber glove and just take my hands, and every time I find a ball, I just roll it and mash it and dissipate it in the dry clay. So essential oils you want to mix with the clay mask and not with the powder. A lot of people do mix clays. We have our muscle rub is jojoba oil, tea tree oil, and the clay mask and peppermint oil. So you can, you know, if you want to play the happy scientist and go in and mix some concoctions and see what you come up with, go ahead. I think that's how we learn about things. That's definitely how I learned to make the creams, that if you add clay to them, they'll be thicker. In fact, I made some of my own the other day. I went to Body Works, which you cannot find anything in Body Works that doesn't have paraffins in it. But I was desperate, so I got a bottle of lotion and poured it into a jar and added clay to it. And then I got a tube of the cream that's a little thicker than the lotion and put a little bit of it to thicken it up a little bit more. So I made my own body cream. So play around and have fun. This is the season to get in the kitchen and discover new recipes, and why not new recipes with clay too? I see no problem in taking the clay internally after a liver transplant. Definitely don't. It's just going to support your system. It's going to balance your pH. It's going to keep freshly ingested toxins out. It's never absorbed into the bloodstream, so it shouldn't have effect on that. I say it isn't absorbed into the bloodstream, and yet by enzymatic action with the clay as a catalyst, it can create red blood cells, enrich red blood cells, and stop anemia. But the clay itself is not going into the bloodstream. It's a breakdown of the enzymes, and the enzymes do the work. So gets into science a little complicated there. But essentially, drinking the clay, it's never going to get into the bloodstream. But the body has energy effect, the cleansing effect, keeping your body healthy. So I think it would be good after any transplant or any surgery. My friend Mary Law, if one has fluoride in the tap water, has a filter in the kitchen but not the bathroom, would adding liquid clay to one's bath water keep the skin from absorbing the fluoride in the bath water? Yes, ma'am. Thank you for doing these Q&A webinars. Thank you, Mary. You're always so appreciative. Yes, ma'am, it will pull that out and pull the chlorine out, too. You know, even if you put just a little bit of liquid clay in a glass of water, if you have to drink the tap water, you'll notice if you let it stir it and just let it sit in it, not enough to really change color, you know, maybe even a half a teaspoon in, just a little in there. It will absorb the chlorine taste and the fluoride if you have to drink your tap water. I know I drink bottled filtered water, and I can taste the difference immediately if I'm having to drink tap water. It's when I was little, I could tell if it was Borden's milk or not, or if you gave me some kind of other milk, it just tasted different. So remember that if you have to drink it, just a little bit of liquid clay added to your water and do it, and the same for the bass. Thank you for those questions. I had an interesting interview on the Power Hour the other day, and a customer called in who had shingles and said she went to the doctor and he gave her all these creams and things that did nothing. And she remembered the clay and got out her book and read it, and she started putting clay on the shingles and said immediately it stopped the pain, and said her doctor had told her it would last a minimum of 6 weeks with the severe pain that shingles caused. And she had it on her waist, and she put it on, and when it would start hurting again, she would wash it off and put fresh clay on, and immediately the pain would go away. And she said within a week they are drying up. She's still in the stage, but she said, now I have no pain. The sores have scabbed over and drying up and healing. So remember that if you get shingles. Suffering is optional with so many things with clay, and it just breaks my heart to see people out there suffering through shingles and these doctors not knowing about it and knowing how to give them something simple and cheap that will fix it in a heartbeat. So remember that, and of course during the holidays we want to keep some in the kitchen for those burns, and when you over embellish on food or drink and you're stuffed and you're feeling miserable, drink a little gas if you get gas, and drink a little clay, and if you get gas on your stomach, take some clay. If you've eaten something like red beans and you're the pooper of the party, go to your clay and help balance that digestive system. So many uses. We're out of questions right now. So I'm going to go over to the conference line and see if anyone has a question or a comment or a testimonial that they would like to make. If you'll press *2 on your phone, you can come on the line and talk with us. And nobody has anything to talk about today. Okay. Well, I'm going to talk a little while about clay, being as it's my favorite subject. And in the holidays, I give a lot of clay away, and I mix it up, and I put it in a little jar with a label, a handmade label on it, and give it to friends, you know, that haven't been introduced to it. I've introduced it to my new friends since retirement. I have this group, we call ourselves the Senior Six Pack, and we get together for lunch and Domino's, and I've introduced them all to clay. And every time we get together, one of them will say, oh, I have a new story about the clay. Said, my son cut his finger the other day, and we've wrapped the clay around it. He was so surprised because the next day the cut was sealed together, and it wasn't still open and oozing. So I get so many people who have these experiences, and they're so thrilled when they do it. And another one chimed in, and she said, my grandchildren use it. We go camping, and I have two of them that just whelp up like you gave them a shot or something when they get a mosquito bit. They get a big lump, and there's a big red circle the size of a quarter on their arms. And we just put it on there, and it stops itching immediately. And they just come running for it if they get an insect bite or a bump or something now. So I love it when that happens, and we can have our clay available for little things like that. And what's funny is when someone new gets on it and has one of these aha experiences, they're so excited about it. It's like the best miracle they just discovered in the whole world. And, you know, I've been hearing these stories for years, so it's kind of a little trip for me to hear their enthusiasm over the least little things. And they're just beginning to use it. And I said, remember, it works on so many more things. And then I give them some ideas of how to use it. And one friend came up the other day and said she thought she had had food poisoning and she'd been sick the day before and she still felt squeamish. She's a friend of my daughter's and she had clay. And I said, go take some clay, just a sip of the clay. I've stopped food poisoning within 15 to 30 minutes and there's no need to be suffering. Well, she said, well, I ran out of clay, and I said, oh, my gosh, well, go to Ashley. She has tons of it. Get some from her and mix some up. And she said, well, I can't, and I live on the other side of town. And we were at a basketball game. Our kids play on the same team. I said, go out to my car. Here's the key. You're fixing to leave. In the pocket of my car, it's a pocket by where you put your glasses and stuff, there's a little pocket there, and there's some little sample containers of clay, and take one and just squirt it in your mouth and eat a little of it and drink a little water afterwards and see if it doesn't go away. And so I always keep clay handy in some form. I have these little containers that I put clay in and just pop the lid on. And I keep them in my car, in my house, in my bathrooms, just everywhere. I brush my teeth with it. You know, it's good. We're starting to drink coffee and tea during the winter weathers, and your teeth kind of get the yellow, a little more yellow from the coffee and tea stains. Take some powdered clay. I mix my own recipe, which I'll be happy to share with you. It's about 6 tablespoons of clay, 1 teaspoon of cloves. Sometimes I add 2 teaspoons. I need to look up the recipe before I give it to you because I'm just going off the top of my head. A little stevia, some peppermint. I just drop a few drops in there and then I mash it up. So I like quadruple the recipe, so I mix it in a big jar where I can shake it and get all the things mixed together. And if you want to, you can put a little baking soda in there. You don't need much, but you really don't need it because clay has a very high pH and so does baking soda. I don't like the taste of baking soda. And keep that and just, I always put a little toothpaste on my toothbrush because I like the sucking action. And I wet my toothbrush and then I shake the water off and I dip it in the powdered clay and brush my teeth with it. And they feel so good and the refreshment of the little drops of peppermint oil are just wonderful. And it's great to do during the holidays when we're getting into drinking coffee and hot tea. Okay, we're having some more people here. I'm going to go over and see if we have any more questions. Let me get back to all the questions. Oh, we do. Okay, Carol from Chicago. Hey, sweetheart, how are you? Hi, can I mix clay with soups and juices and so on without any negative effects? Yes, ma'am, you can. And we have recipes on the bentonite.clayinfo.com. There's some recipes in there. I'm not sure where. It should say recipes. Yes, mix it in your soup. It'll kind of help thicken the juices. You know, you can make yourself a virgin Bloody Mary and put some clay in that. Any kind of juice, you can add clay with it. I give it, when I'm trying to get the liquid into kids, I put it in little apple juice or something of that nature. My cousin cooks all the time, and she puts it in. In fact, I have a recipe right here I was looking at, and she's got clay in it. It's called Spicy Chicken and Spaghetti. 8 ounces of cooked spaghetti, a can of mushroom soup, a can of chicken soup, 1 cooked bone chicken, a cup of chicken broth, 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 1/2 cup of milk, and 1 ounce of liquid clay, salt and pepper to taste. So, yeah, you can put it in your casseroles. It'll sort of help thicken them up a little bit, and it's just healthy. She puts some of the mask when she's making her little Mexican roll-ups with cream cheese that she seasoned with chives and things, and then she rolls them up in a tortilla and cuts them little circles. Well, she puts some of the clay mask in with the cream cheese when she's making those. I have a lot of people who put them in cookies and brownies and cakes, but you can definitely do it. One lady used to sprinkle the dry clay over her salad. Now, that's a little greedy to me, but, you know, feel free to play. I love it. Everybody's getting creative now. So if you get something you really like and you can tell it really made a difference, let us know. Share that recipe with us. And thank you, darling. Good to hear from you. Happy holidays. Felicia from New Orleans. My husband is opposed to drying clay. I know it will benefit him. Is there any way you can suggest to sneak it to him? Yes, we just talk about some. One lady had four kids and she couldn't get her kids to eat the clay, so she would put it in pizza dough and brownies. You can put some in his tea or coffee, put just a little bit in there, and usually you don't notice it. If he has any kind of digestive problems and you get some in him just one time, it's gonna benefit him. So put some in his soups, or, you know, when you make a roast and you're making gravy, mix a little in with your gravy. I think I would put the mask in because the powder tends to lump. So I would add it in the mask form and stir it into your gravy. Sneak a tablespoon or a teaspoon in there. And you're a very loving wife. And thank you for being so creative. You know, sometimes our husbands need to be led to the water and helped to drink. Maureen in Qualicum Beach. I don't know where that is, but that sounds interesting. I'll look it up. I've tried ringing you, but only got your voicemail, so here I am. I live in Vancouver Island, not the city of Vancouver in Canada. I know where Vancouver Island is. It's beautiful. I'm 81-year-old widow living on her own. Was muscle diagnosed with diverticulitis months ago. My MD had wanted me to have a colonoscopy, which I refused. I found the pain-free foods people on the internet, which has really helped with the diet. Then I found you and bought the clay. I'm buying liquid clay and using it. Started with very little, and immediately I began to leak from my anus, which is raw. I think your problem is you're starting with just a little clay, and it's not enough. I would take an ounce of clay and see if that... Clay generally stops diarrhea. I'd say the inflammation is, diverticulation is inflammation, and you get polyps and little seeds and things get in there and irritate it, and that's why you want the soft, bland foods and not seedy things. Put the clay mask right on the raw part of your bottom, and that, the rawness will clear up immediately. But I really think just taking very little has, you didn't take enough to thicken the, stop the diarrhea part, or there was a reaction in your stomach, when it was trying to heal. So, try that if you feel comfortable with it, or just stop taking the clay. However, I know that clay can heal diverticulitis. I had one lady and she was drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day. She not only had diverticulitis, but colitis and Crohn's disease and leaky gut. And it really, really helped her. So I really think the problem is you're just taking a tiny amount, and it's not enough to really balance the whole situation. Thank you for that. My number is 512-262-7187, and I usually try to call people back if I'm in a meeting. My phone may be turned off, and you can leave a message. And I'm sorry if I wasn't available to get your phone call. I try to call back people when I see it on my cell phone. All right, thank you. And Maureen says again, I'm having a terrible time, can't leave the house as I must be by the bathroom all the time. Lots of blood. I'm taking one tablet 3 times a day. I'm exhausted and just surviving right now. I spend a lot of time in bed with Epsom salts bath help? Well, clay is very expensive. I'm going to get powder from health food store in the new year. If you're having bleeding in your colon, honey, you need to get to the doctor and see about it. You might have an ulcer, an internal ulcer. You may have a stomach ulcer. You say, I'm taking one tablespoon three times a day, okay, of the liquid clay. I would say increase that, but I definitely think you need to go see an MD if you're having lots of bleeding. That's not a good sign. And I wish you the best with that. An Epsom salts bath or a clay bath is just, it's going to help soothe your bottom, but it's not going to get up inside your colon where the problem is. Maybe a clay enema with 2 pints of water, I would put 2 to 3 ounces of liquid clay and try an enema. But I'm really concerned when you say lots of blood. That's not normal. And again, put the little clay mask on your bottom where it's sore. I know I don't like the thought of a colostomy, and have always been healthy, so have ignored it. But if I had bleeding, I would go to the doctor, because that could be a sign of something very wrong. If it's lots of blood, you may have a bleeding ulcer, and they can go in and cauterize those and stop the bleeding. So best of luck with that. Let's get you healthy and get back to a good new year. Marie Davis in Bloomington, how long after I eat can I drink clay? Having a hard time working it in, trying to wait after foods and meds. You can drink it any time after foods. You can drink it before foods. We do say if you're doing a cleanse, the first time is better on an empty stomach. But after you do your cleanse, you can drink it any time. So you don't have to wait, after you eat to take the clay. It's just after meds or away from your medications. And if you call your pharmacy and tell him what you're taking, he can tell you how long it takes your body to absorb it, and then you can take the clay. I'm not a proponent of taking the clay and then turning around and drinking a full glass of water, because you're kind of diluting the effects of it. You want it in the coated form when you drink it, and give it, 10 or 15 minutes to get down and do the coating and get to work before you start diluting it with a lot of water. If you just want a sip of water to clean your palate, that's fine. Okay. Dan in Rice Lake. I'm hearing about all these places I've never been to before or heard of. I'm going to have to look them up. Hi, Perry. What is the ratio of clay to water? If you're using the living clay, the ratio is 8 to 1. One part of clay to 8 parts of water. So I like to mix it in a blender, and I put in 4 cups of water to 1/2 cup of clay. And if you break that down, that's a 1 to 8 ratio. And you can mix that on high for 30 minutes and then pour it into 30 seconds. And then pour it into a glass or plastic food grain container with a plastic lid. It'll keep on your kitchen cabinet. When you do it in the blender, there's not as much residue left at the bottom. Sometimes there's none. And when you mix it, just shaking it, and you have to keep shaking it. You don't want to drink the grittiness. The blender kind of blends it out where there's not that little grittiness. I let it set it to the bottom, and then when I get down to that area, I add some clay, shake it loose, let it set, drink the clay off the top. Then when I get down to the grittiness again, I add water to it, and I go feed it to my plants, and they just bloom like crazy. They really need it in the wintertime, too, when you bring all your houseplants in. Give them a good drink of clay and water. Good questions. Thank you. Okay, we're out of questions again, so I'm going to go over to our phone lines. We have a few more people on, and here's one that wants a question. I think this may be Maureen. Hello, Maureen, are you on the line? This is Perry. The call's from Bloomington, Illinois. No, Maureen was from Canada. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I was online. I'm just starting with the clay, and I'm have a lot of issues that I'm trying to address with it. I've had surgery,
okay.
And I have gut problems and diarrhea, that sort of thing. I've started with, you know, just a tablespoon and like 4 ounces and mixing that 4 ounces of liquid. I'm a little confused, and I think you just addressed this a moment ago, but when you said 8 to 1, how soon could I bump it up to that? At any time?
You can increase the amount you're taking. If you're putting a tablespoon in 4 ounces of water, that's not a 1-to-8 ratio. A tablespoon in 2 ounces of water is the right ratio. It's just a little more watery. You're doubling your water.
Okay.
And so, yeah, you can definitely increase it. I tell people when they're first starting for a cleanse to drink two ounces 3 times a day. If you have serious issues, you can have 3 ounces 3 times a day. If you have a lot of gut issues, I have a lady that was, they were threatening to remove her colon and put her on a bag the rest of her life. And she started drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day and healed her colon completely of several things.
When you say 8 ounces, now you're saying 8 ounces of liquid and then...
Yes,
how
of the
much?
Pre-mixed liquid.
Okay, what if I'm mixing it?
Okay, if you're mixing it, do you have a blender?
Yes.
Okay, put in 4 cups of water and 1/2 cup of clay, and you'll have 32 ounces. And you can leave it set on your kitchen cabinet. This is inert. It won't spoil. I let it for 6 months, and it was good as the day I mixed it. So you can just leave it there and go by, and then in the morning take your 2 or 3 or 4 ounces, however much you want.
Okay, I understand. Now, what I just mixed it all together and drank the grittiness and everything. Do you?
It won't hurt.
Okay. So when I get my 2 or 3 ounces per day of the pre-mixed, should I blend it again or just take it off the top?
I just take it off the top. You can shake it and take it if you want to. I don't think it would have any effect. One lady had been drinking it, and she was doing it that way, and she went in for a colonoscopy and said there was nothing there. They didn't find any sand or anything in her colon, so.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. I was just confused on how to mix, you know, when you say ounces, I didn't know how many ounces, if it were off the top or mixed together with something. So that helps.
When you use 1/2 cup of clay, that's 4 ounces. 4 ounces, 4 divided into 32 is a 1-to-8 ratio. So
yeah.
I just made a larger batch for you.
Okay.
If you want to make a 1-to-8 ratio, it would be, wait a minute, I'm getting confused now. I like a tablespoon of clay to 2 ounces of water would be a single serving.
Okay, 2 ounces of water,
when you
do
all the math, and we've done all the math and figured it out, and that's a 1-to-8 ratio, and the 32 ounces mix it. I just like to mix it longer. Larger quantity, and don't have to mess with it every morning because I'm always spilling the clay on my cabinet, and it's just easier to have a jar there and just go get some and drink. And then when I make it, I usually make 3 batches at a time, and I put some in a big container, and I keep it. And then a last batch, I'll make it thicker and add it to it, so I have some for clay baths, and then I can just keep that big jug. I take the 1/2-gallon jug, it's empty, and I fill it with liquid and have it prepared so I can just pour some in my bath and don't have to mix it every time.
Yeah, you just pour the pre-mixed stuff into your bath, the same 8-to-1?
On the last batch, I will make one and I will put, one cup of clay to a blender full of water, and I add that to it. It's thicker, and you can add it to some of your liquid. You're still getting a lot of clay. The surface area is big.
Okay.
If you want to just pour some of your liquid clay in there, but I would definitely do the full 32 ounces would be you're getting a half cup clay bath.
Okay. Okay. Right, okay. 2 ounce bath. And this, it doesn't, as long as I'm rinsing water after it, it's not going to hurt the septic, is that correct?
You don't want to drink a whole lot of water right afterwards because you want to give it the coating effect in your colon and your stomach and going down and balancing your pH and all of that. So don't just turn around after you drink it and drink 8 ounces of water. If you want to take a sip of clay to clean your palate, it's fine. 30 minutes later, you can drink all the water you want.
Okay.
But
and you
it
said it's okay. I'm sorry.
Give it time to go
okay.
where it needs to.
Right. And mixing with juice or almond milk?
Yes.
Anything like that is okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, I have people that put it in their coffee and tea.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I think that will help me get a little further down the road. Like I say, I'm just starting out, and I've had diarrhea for 2 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Nothing
if
has
you're,
helped.
If you're, you've had surgery?
Yes.
Has it completely healed?
Well, it's been 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. You know,
well, I was going to say, if it was a recent surgery, you can put clay over the stitches, and it will take out the inflammation and heal it quite a bit. You want to keep it wet and cover it with saran wrap, and then just wipe it off, gently wipe it off, and put any time you have stitches, it just heals the area so much quicker.
Now I'm doing that now on the liver. Because I'm also, of course, anemic, and a lot of my vitamin D, my iron, everything, magnesium, is all low.
Okay. I would really start increasing the amount you're drinking, maybe go to 4 ounces.
Okay.
Because clay does help build red blood cells and stop anemia. But it sounds like you're quite a bit out of balance.
Oh, yes. And nothing seems to work yet. Like I said, I'm just started on this, so I'm hopeful that it would address a few of my issues.
I think it'll address a whole lot of them. And call me anytime you have any questions. Okay?
I appreciate your time. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're very welcome, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
We'll
you
get
as well.
You where you can go out and enjoy them. You deserve that.
Yes.
Read something in the end that is good for all of us about health, okay? So let me go back and see if I have any other people with questions. I'm going to check my question page. Well, I don't seem to have any questions coming in. I do want to read this to you all. I found this morning, and I thought, oh, how perfect timing. I love it when the universe comes together and God puts these things in my hand when I need them. It says, it is natural for the body to be well. Even if I don't know what to do in order to get better, my body does. I have trillions of cells with individual consciousness, and they know how to achieve their individual balance. When this condition began, I didn't know what I know now. If I'd known then what I know now, this condition could not have gotten started. I don't need to understand the cause of this illness. I don't need to explain how it is that I'm experiencing this illness. I have only to gently, eventually release this illness. I have only to gently, It does not matter if I got started because it's reversing its course right now. It's natural that it would take some time for my body to begin to realign to my improved thought of well-being. There is no hurry about this. My body knows what to do. Well-being is natural to me. My inner being is intricately aware of my physical body. My cells are asking for what they need in order to thrive, and Source Energy is answering those requests. I am in very good hands. I will relax now to communicate between my body and my Source. My only work is to relax and breathe. I can do that. So now just, you know, this was done to being in a place of comfort, resting like do this before you go to bed and focus on your breathing and think these thoughts. Because your body does. Its job is to heal itself. And when you're putting forth, not talking about the ailment, but putting forth how you want to feel, what you want to be doing when you get well, and see yourself as that well, and go there and think, this is easy. The body mends itself easy. I have a magnificent body. Look at all the things your body has done for you during your life. How many times have you stayed up all night or gone out and run or done something or over-exercised, and your body just responds and bounces back. It always has. It always will. And as we get older, sometimes it takes a little longer, but have confidence and believe in your body and just keep reciting some of these things about your body. Love your body. Appreciate it. Thank it. And I just thought that was interesting. I don't need to explain how it is that I'm experiencing this illness. We don't know how to look for a reason for it. We don't have to analyze it. I only have only to gently, eventually release this illness. I'm willing to let this illness go. You have served your purpose. Thank you. You may go now. Sometimes we hold on out of fear. It doesn't matter how it got started because it's reversing its course right now. Don't you love that? It is natural that it would take some time to begin to realign to my improved thoughts of well-being. So my body knows what to do. I love that. I just love it. And I wanted to share that with you all. And I'm going to check again on questions to see if any have come in while I was talking. And go back over to the conference. I want to wish you all a wonderful holiday season. Keep that clay on hand when you overindulge in any way. If you start getting a headache, drink a lot of water. We forget to drink water when we get busy, and I'm running around a lot of times, and I go all day, and I haven't had any water. And my acupuncturist told me the other day, she said, if you drink water, when you have a headache, it's usually a sign of you're dehydrated. So refresh your body with some good water during the day with all the busy things you're doing. And remember, you get to do this for other people. You get to cook for them. You get to wrap presents for them. And there's so much joy in giving. So stay in that giving mode, and more will come back to you. Truckloads will come back to you. My friend Mary understands this. And we just have the best time in life. Just love life. And when you get together with family, and there's always that family member that irritates you, just remember, let the God in me love and respect the God in him. So you can get the little irritations out of the way and just go to the sole source of the love that we both are. And so when you're dreading seeing them, just say, may the God in me touch, love, and respect the God in them. So this is my gift to you for the holiday season. I am going to be back next week. I don't know if I'll have many people. We're going to do a Live Well seminar. And then we're not going to do the seminar, the last one on the 22nd, as it's so close to Christmas, I don't think anybody would be listening in. So we're going to discontinue that one, and I will be here next week on the 15th, and hope that some of you can make it. And just want you all to know, I was looking back and reading some letters I've gotten from people, and it's just, I keep a folder of the letters people stop and write me, and I'm so filled with feelings of love and joy and blessings right now. I've just met so many of you, I feel like on a personal basis. I had a visit from a friend who lived in Canada who came all the way to Texas for a business meeting, went out of her way. Her husband came by and took us to dinner, Sheila, and we had the best time. Never met her in person, but it was like love at first hug. You hug this lady and you know you're cherished and loved. She was wonderful. It was such a blessing to visit with them and hear about their life. And just one more reason, I do this for selfish reasons. I get so many rewards, and I thank each and every one of you for adding blessings to my life every day, not just at Christmas and holiday times. So I wish you blessings galore, joy, no stress, and pure happiness. Remember, happiness is a choice. Even when we get stressed, we can say, wait a minute, I'm not being happy right now. I want to go back and be happy. So in spite of this, in spite of I dropped the turkey, in spite of this overcooked, I'm going to be happy. We can just eat it burnt and be glad we have something to eat at all. So I leave you with that thought and lots of hugs. This is Perrier signing off.